Chapter 1. Why are relationships important to success? Relationships are the glue that holds team members together. In the early 1960s, Michael Deaver was a young man with a political bent looking for a leader he could believe in and follow. The person he found was an actor-turned-politician named Ronald Reagan. In 1966, Reagan was elected governor of California, an office he would hold for two terms from 1967 to 1975. During that tenure, Deaver became Reagan's deputy chief of staff, an office he also held when Reagan became the nation's 40th president. Deaver admired many things about the man he worked for 30 years: his convictions and love of country, his understanding of himself, his skill as a communicator, and his honesty. Deaver said, "I would go so far as to say that he was actually incapable of dishonesty." But perhaps what was most impressive about Ronald Reagan was his ability to relate to people. Deaver commented, "Ronald Reagan was one of the shyest men I'd ever met. Yet the president was able to connect with anyone, whether a head of state, a blue-collar worker, or a feisty member of the press." When asked about why Reagan had such rapport with the press corps, Deaver remarked, "Well, Reagan basically liked people, whether they were part of the press corps or whether they were just ordinary people. That comes through." While many of the press wouldn't agree with Reagan's policy, they genuinely liked him as a person. Part of Reagan's skill came from his natural charisma and glib verbal aptitude developed in Hollywood. But even greater was his ability to relate to people, something he honed while traveling the country for a decade as the spokesman for General Electric. It's said that Reagan could make anyone feel like his best friend, even someone he'd never met before. But more important, he connected with the people closest to him. He truly cared about the people on his team. The chief of staff or the gardener or a secretary would all be treated the same as far as he was concerned, remembered Deaver. They were all important. Deaver related a story that tells much about the connection the two men experienced. In 1975, Reagan gave a speech to a group of conservative-minded hunters in San Francisco, and the organization gave him a small bronze lion as a gift. At the time, Deaver admired it and told Governor